shout a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel, for the gang's all
here. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And I hated turning that music off, but we are thrilled that we have in studio with us today our friend Linda DeRudy. She is here representing the Germanic American Institute in St. Paul. She's their director of cultural programming, and we couldn't be happier to see you. How are you?
I am doing well, and how are you?
Well, I'm good, good, good. So first of all, I want people to know a little bit about the Germanic American Institute, all that you do. And then I love the story about how you have been so involved with this your whole life. That I've heard it before, but it just bears repeating.
The Germanic American Institute is a cultural institute. It's a nonprofit. We're based in St. Paul. And our whole mission is all things dedicated to Germanic cultures. We teach through language programs, through cultural events that run at our house all year long, as well as the upcoming Oktoberfest, which is out of our house down in the Schmidt Brewery.
So, and when you say house, you actually have a beautiful house.
Yes, we are very fortunate to have a house mansion on Summit Avenue in St. Paul.
Pretty fancy.
It is.
And how long has the Germanic American Institute been around?
It was originally started as the Volksfest Association back in 1955, and we've owned the house on Summit Avenue as an organization since 1965.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Fabulous. So the last time we spoke, you were telling me that you also have schools. Is that still the case?
Yes, we do. Okay. We have an on-site preschool, which is called Kinderstube, and it's for the little ones. And then we also have Saturday morning school, and that's called Samstagsschule. And these are all German immersion schools for little ones. And then we are proud to say that we are the founding institute for the Twin Cities German Immersion School, which is a K through 8 school on Como Avenue in St. Paul.
And it has open enrollment, I know. So it does. Anybody in our listening audience, if they're interested in learning more, they could contact you and find out more. And so do you see that people, there's a resurgence in people finding out their roots, given 23andMe and all these different kinds of ancestry tracing mechanisms?
Yes. In fact, we're actually seeing a big insurgence of being German. And we actually laugh and say we should have an unofficial tagline that says it's okay to be German again. Because for so many years, people didn't want to acknowledge their German heritage. But now people are coming forward and saying, yes, I am German. And St. Paul actually the state of Minnesota, the number one ethnic group is German.
You know, and that's interesting because I think a lot of people would think it would be Scandinavian.
Yes, that or Irish. People think Irish are also. But St. Paul is a very heavily populated German area. In fact, the area that we're doing our festival at has one of the higher populations of German immigration.
Tell us about your festival, please.
We have the St. Paul Oktoberfest coming up this coming weekend, September 13 and 14, at the Schmidt Brewery, which is on West 7th Street in St. Paul. And this is our third year of the Germanic American Institute producing this festival. And we're very proud of it for the fact that it's not just a beer drinking festival. It's a family fun, family friendly event. But all of the money raised goes to support our Germanic American Institute so that we can program throughout the year all of the various cultural programs and language programs that we have to offer.
And, you know, people don't realize it, but you do have ongoing programs. Tell us some about that, please.
Yes. We have a year-long cultural programming season. So at what I refer to our house, our GAI, we have everything from opera nights. We are actually doing an upcoming event with the Minnesota Opera called Behind the Curtain.
What?
So it takes a look. Yeah, it takes a look at the upcoming opera Electra. And that's going to be coming up in October with the Minnesota Opera.
And is there a tie-in of German heritage there? Or
it's
what?
Composed by Strauss. So the connection.
Maybe,
And we do something like that all the way to beer and bingo. We just have fun. So we do everything from cultural events to beer and bingo to genealogy workshops to just across the board cultural programming.
And your institute is almost like a museum as well. You're open.
We are
for
open
for people to come
yes.
and tour. Tell us about that, please.
We have very small exhibits that we also have at our space. Right now, we have an exhibit of our founding members, which is a 10-poster exhibit that has the people were interviewed by University of St. Thomas German students. And it tells about the history of the immigration of these members, as well as how they were founding members of the GAI. So that exhibit is up at our house right now. You can come and see that. And we also just have the house is open for if you want to stop in and have a cup of coffee with us or a piece of strudel, you can stop in anytime.
A piece of strudel. Where do you get your strudel?
Kind of depends. Sometimes it's homemade.
Yes.
Sometimes it's purchased from Aldi.
Is Aldi German or is that Dutch?
German. That's all the way.
I yep. see. So, oh my gosh.
Yep.
So, Linda, tell us about you in particular, because you've always embraced your German roots.
I am. I was born and raised German. My family is from Germany. I still have family in Germany right now that I go visit every year. And I grew up a German dancer. So I grew up doing Schuhplattling from a little age on.
And what is Schuhplattling? Because I don't, is it, no. do you wear the female version of Lederhosen?
No.
No.
We
okay.
wear the dirndls, and we wear the multiple layers so that when we spin, the skirt can flare out, and then it shows our pantaloons.
Oh.
So we have the tracht, and then the men wear the Bundhosen, which are the long Lederhosen, and then they do the knee-slapping, foot-slapping, Schuhplattling.
And what kind of shoes do you wear?
I wear, unfortunately, very uncomfortable black shoes.
Okay.
That are dance shoes. But they're a slippery sole dance shoe okay. so that the women can spin.
And do you still do this?
I have.
Oh,
but,
Linda, really? That's
yes,
awesome.
Yes.
And is it a dying art, or are there kids that are still taking this form of dance?
There are still families involved with this. In fact, we have a very strong community of dancers called Edelweiss dancers, and they get together once a week for practice, and you can see across the board generational families there with the little ones that are 3 years old all the way up to the 80-year-olds.
Love that. So when you were young, did you realize how special your heritage was?
You know, that's a good question. I think growing up German, I was proud of being German, and my dad, who is Swedish and Norwegian, became the honorary German, so he had no choice. So we were all German in our family. And now that I look back on it, I'm very thankful that we were immersed in that culture, and I got to experience so many things like dancing and Festival of Nations, and just the community of the Germans is wonderful.
And this must be your dream job, really. What the heck? To all of a sudden now work for the Germanic American Institute.
It is. I couldn't be more thankful for this job. And also, the GAI is the place that my dance group, when I was a little girl, danced at. So I always say on the third floor ballroom, I helped to make the big scuff mark on the wooden floor in the third floor ballroom.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
So when you say Germanic American, mm-hmm. Does that incorporate more than just the country of Germany?
It does.
Okay.
It's, Germanic means we embrace all countries that speak German as a first language.
And what would that be, please?
So we would have Austria, Switzerland.
Austria's first language is German?
Yes.
Okay.
Switzerland.
Switzerland's first language is German?
It's maybe not their first, but it's
okay.
one of their languages.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't say first language, but a language.
Sure. Okay.
Another one is people don't think Baltic states, but Baltic states also speak German. We also embrace our Turkish community because in Germany, currently the largest ethnic minority of Germany is Turkish.
Okay.
So a lot of them speak German as well. So we work with our Turkish community here in the Twin Cities, too, to help bridge that ethnic similarity and yet differences.
Right. What about Luxembourg?
Good question. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But we basically embrace Germanic, meaning countries that speak German.
Love that. So this event is held every year, and it's yeah. kind of a little play on words, even though it's called Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
It's in September.
Yes.
Because why? It's too cold or something, right?
Exactly. Everyone asks, why is it not Oktoberfest in September? And the simple reason, it's the weather. There's no rocket science to this. It was a fact that the original celebration was held in October. It was the marriage of King Ludwig and his wife, Teresa.
Oh, there was a reason for it?
There is. This is an actual outcropping of a wedding celebration. The town was invited to the king's wedding, and it was in October, but the weather was so bad that the custom got moved to September when the weather was better, and Germany right now still honors that tradition and holds their Munich Oktoberfest in September.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So what are you going to have at your St. Paul Oktoberfest?
We're going old school this year, and we're having a lot of polka. If you like to polka, we will have a large dance floor, and we will have Bill Conker and his band playing, and we will have Dale Dahman and his band playing as headliners. So classic polka bands.
Wonderful.
And then all throughout Friday and Saturday, we have a large stage of continuous entertainment. I mean, we have everything from concertina virtuosos to Concord singers from New Ulm are coming up to sing. We've got a really nice cross representation of music. And, of course, we have German beer. You can't have a festival without a German beer, which is Paulaner. And we have a strong partnership with Paulaner. And so we actually have a very special beer this year. It's called the Wiesen beer.
Okay.
And it is the only Oktoberfest that is selling this and offering it. It is the beer that Munich Oktoberfest sell in Germany. It was made special for us and shipped to us. And
what?
So you can come and have a Wiesen beer, and no other Oktoberfest will be offering this.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. So when you say it shipped, how does it come?
So this is another interesting fact. Paulaner beer actually is brewed within a 10-mile radius of Munich, Germany.
Okay.
That's considered an Oktoberfest beer. They brew it, and they put it on a ship, and it comes over from Germany on a ship. So all of the kegs that you're going to be drinking beer from have arrived by ship on a port over in Maryland and then taken from Maryland on a railroad track on a train to here. So the beer has traveled a long distance to get here. But I never really realized how interesting that was, that the beer was shipped to us. We have 200 kegs to offer, so come and drink some beer.
And you always have a ceremonial tapping of the keg. Explain that, yes. Please.
So it's tradition that the mayor of the town comes and taps the keg and officially declares the festival is open. We also honor that we have an opening ceremony on Friday night at 6. And in the past, we have done a beer wagon parade to bring the beer. But this year, we have a solo horse bringing the beer. And we have Herman the German from New Ulm coming, and he's going to do the ceremony of tapping.
He's a real German from
New Ulm.
Is he really named Herman?
Yeah, well, his name is Bryce. But we refer to him as Herman the German.
Herman the German.
So he'll be tapping our keg, and our horse will be
delivering. Because that's an art, isn't it?
It is a trick. It's an interesting, if you don't tap it just right, it'll spray like a fountain. It'll just come out of the
And what
keg.
It's a real, what is this tap? I mean, you actually have a mallet, and
yes.
Explain it, please.
So there's a wooden keg. It's a smaller Festzelt size keg, and it has a wooden spigot and a wooden hammer. So you have to get the spigot just right in the hole and then tap it just right with the wooden hammer to engage the keg, but if you don't, it sprays. It'll go everywhere. So, but it is, and it, that has happened. So,
and it is Herman, does he know how to do that, do you think?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he's tapped a few kegs.
Has he? So talk about the place where you hold this event, the Schmidt Brewery. Could there be a more perfect place? What the heck?
Well, the actual brewery was founded by a immigrant German named Joseph Schmidt. And he started Schmidt Brewery back in the 1800s, and the complex is beautiful. It's referred to as the castle, because the building actually looks like a castle. So we're blessed to be able to have the festival right on the grounds. And we have, a large tent. We have a whole row of food. We have all German food offered there. We have Black Forest restaurant there with food. We have Burbach's pancakes there for food. We have beer tents. We have a cultural stage, which is, if you would like to know about the German history of the area, we have a historian talking about the actual German settlement of the area, because what happened is when the brewery went in, a lot of the brewmeisters built houses in the area. So a lot of the housing in the West 7th area is the former brewmeisters' homes. And so they have the German brick buildings around the community. So the historian will talk about those buildings and things like that. So a cultural stage. And we've got cars on site. We have the Volkswagens from the Twin Cities Club bringing their vintage Beetles to us. And we also have a big Kinder Carnival for our kids and families Friday and Saturday as well. Because in true Munich style, they have a carnival. So we also have a carnival.
Oh, I love it. And that whole area has seen a resurgence, hasn't it?
It really has. The whole complex of Schmidt has been totally revitalized. Yes. We have the Keg and Case, which is next to us.
Yes.
And we have the Rathskeller building on the property that also has been restored. So it's been really nice to see kind of a renaissance in that area.
And there's apartments too, right? For
the actual Schmidt Brewery buildings have been turned into artist lofts. So artists live in those lofts, and they are very lucky because they're beautiful.
No kidding. A beautiful spot to be. I love that St. Paul, even though it's such a big city, it really is just a series of neighborhoods, isn't it?
It is. and you look at that neighborhood, and that's German and Bohemian. So that West 7th area is very strongly rooted German-Bohemian.
And do the Bohemians speak German? No.
Some do. Some don't. Bohemians are more in that area of the Czech and Slovak descendants.
Okay. So what else should we know about this event, Linda?
It is a free event.
What?
Yep.
Give yourself a ding on the bell.
Free.
Free.
It is a free event. You can come and enjoy the event with your family and enjoy a day. We've got good weather. It looks like the forecasts are saying good weather. So come out with your family. We also have dachshund races and bed races.
Now that's the funniest. When are those, please?
Those are on Saturday. We have dachshund races at 4 p.m. We have a bed race at 1 p.m. And these are things that the families can sign up. So it's a very family-friendly event. If you want to buy food, of course, that's a charge. And beer is a charge. And we do have, so everyone knows, we have a wristband that for legal reasons, we ID people with a wristband. And then that is $5. And that actually helps us to cover the cost of the entire festival. The money goes to that.
So great.
But otherwise, you can come and sit in the festival tent and enjoy and be there with your family and
embrace being German.
Exactly. Come be German for a day and enjoy it.
It's a great event, and I've been there before, and it really is for all family members. I mean, there's young kids there. There's people that are not so young, and it's just a great opportunity to embrace all things German.
Yep. And if you have some Lederhosen in your closet or a dirndl somewhere, put on your tracht and come on down, because we encourage people to come in. Tracht is costume.
I love that. Linda, great to see you as always. Get some rest soon, right?
I wish.
And I don't think it's supposed to be super hot. It's going to be perfect.
I think the weather is going to hold out well for us.
Because you always come in costume. What's your costume called again?
I do. It's a dirndl.
Oh, your dirndl. Okay. Mm-hmm. Linda Derude, we're so happy. Or Derude. Linda Derude. She is here as the Director of Cultural Programming at the Germanic American Institute. Do not miss St. Paul Oktoberfest at the Schmidt Brewery this coming weekend, September 13th and 14th. And guess what? It's free. The admission is free. We love that. Great to see you. Go ahead.
And all the information, all the schedules for everything is found at our website at www.stpaul.org. Linda, check us out.
I will check you out. Thank you, Linda. Great to see you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.